Hey everyone, Brian and Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a little bit better, one stoic principle at a time. Ever feel like your mind's a tangled mess of anger, resentment, and past hurts? You know that feeling when something happened ages ago, and it still manages to pop up like an unwelcome guest, ruining your day. Yeah, me too. We've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness not just for other people, but for ourselves. And trust me, this isn't about being a doormat or letting things lie. It's about freedom. Freedom from the chains of anger and bitterness that hold us back. So buckle up, because we're going on a journey to unlearn some old habits and discover the incredible mental health benefits that come with embracing forgiveness. Here are 5 key takeaways you need to hear. First off, forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment is hurting you more than anyone else. Think of it like this: you're carrying around a heavy backpack filled with all the bad stuff, and the longer you hold onto it, the heavier it gets. Forgiveness is like letting go of those weights, freeing yourself to move forward lighter and stronger. Second, forgiveness is a process, not an event. It's not something you just decide to do one day and boom, instant peace. It takes time, effort, and often a good dose of self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, because healing isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel stronger and days when it feels harder. But keep reminding yourself that every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Third, forgiving yourself is just as important as forgiving others. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Holding on to past mistakes can eat away at your self-worth and prevent you from moving forward. Practice self-compassion, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who made a similar mistake. Remember, everyone deserves a second chance, starting with ourselves. Fourth, forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to be best friends with someone after forgiving them. Sometimes, simply releasing the anger and resentment is enough. It allows you to create space for peace and healing in your own life, without needing any guarantees or apologies from the other person. And finally, remember that forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and pain, to acknowledge your own vulnerability, and to choose compassion over resentment. That takes real grit. So be proud of yourself for every step you take towards forgiveness, because you're not just healing your past, you're building a brighter future. Let me tell you about Sarah, this amazing woman I met at a local coffee shop. She was battling anxiety and struggling to move on from a really difficult breakup. She told me how the anger and resentment were eating her alive, preventing her from enjoying life. It took time and effort, but she started practicing self-compassion, forgiving herself for any role she might have played in the situation, and focusing on building healthy relationships with herself and others. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to feel lighter, freer, and more joyful. She realized that forgiveness wasn't about forgetting what happened, it was about choosing not to let it define her anymore. Remember, you are capable of incredible things when you choose forgiveness. It's a powerful tool for healing, growth, and living a more fulfilling life. So today, take a moment to reflect on the things holding you back. Could forgiveness be the key to unlocking your true potential? I encourage you to start small, forgive yourself for one little thing today, or send out good vibes towards someone who has wronged you in the past. You'll be amazed at the ripple effect it can have. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these powerful words. And if you resonate with what we talked about today, leave us a review, let me know how forgiveness is showing up in your life. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind, and remember, you are stronger than you think.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.